Good morning, and welcome to Mincer's first quarter 2017 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At this time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mincer's first quarter 2017 earnings call. We have with us today Mincer's senior management team, who will discuss the company's first quarter 2017 consolidated results as per the press release distributed last week. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact i-advize in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you are a member of the media, please contact the company directly. I will now introduce our speakers. Joining us from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Juan Luis Gruber, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gianfranco Carosi, Chief Financial Officer. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the earnings release. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Gruber will initiate his presentation. Mr. Gruber, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us as we review Mincer's results for the first quarter of 2017. The first quarter of 2017 was a quarter of strong operating and financial results in a still volatile environment. It was also a quarter of important progress in our short-term and long-term projects, which I will briefly comment on at the end of the call. During the quarter, we experienced high volatility in metal prices, with tin prices reaching a minimum of $18,760 per ton and a maximum of $21,300 during the period. Gold also had quite a high volatility, trading up during the quarter from a low of around $1,148 per ounce in January, up to $1,257 per ounce during the quarter. Nevertheless, the company's focus remains not on prices, as always, but on efficiencies and cost reduction efforts that will allow us to capitalize positive results on both favorable and challenging market conditions. Operationally, production of tin reached 5,002 tons for the quarter. That's 5% lower than the same quarter last year, but in line with our current plan. Gold production reached 29,009 ounces. That's 13% lower than the same quarter last year, but this is also in line with our production plan. While the niobium and tantalum production reached 541 tons for the quarter, that's a 31% increase compared to the same quarter last year, but however, slightly below our plan for the year, mainly because of a little bit of a lower ramp-up on our new plants. Moving on to individual operating results, I'll get started today with San Rafael. San Rafael mine produced 4,017 tons of tin contained in concentrates during the quarter. That's 6% below that of Q1 2016, mainly explained by a lower head grade fed into the concentration plant, actually 21% lower head grade, which was partially offset by the higher volume treated as a consequence of the contribution of the ore sorting plant. In terms of refined tin, the Pisco smelter produced 3,580 tons. That's 18% below the same period of last year, mainly due to the programmed general maintenance of the Ausmelt furnace that took place during 23 days in January, unlike 2016, when it took place after the first quarter of the year. In other words, the comparison base is not really comparable. The first quarter of 2017 tin production from San Rafael and Pisco is in line with our annual production guidance. In terms of costs, cash costs per ton treated at San Rafael reached $62 per ton in the first quarter. This is a 47% reduction when compared to Q1 2016. These improvements resulted from our continuous efforts to reduce our costs, our focus on productivity, and especially due to the higher volume treated at the ore sorting plant. The ore sorting plant is now not only at the capacity for which it was designed, but it has already started to produce at around 20% higher volume and throughput during the quarter. However, this is also this creates a temporary impact on our cost, because our cost figures are heavily impacted by the temporary processing of low-grade ore through the ore sorting. This is a low-cost ore stockpiled at the mine. This effect is only temporary because the low-grade ore is expected to be treated up to the end of this year. And therefore, absent of this effect, our cash cost per ton treated should be expected to range between $105 to $110 per ton. Cash costs on a refined ton of tin basis during the quarter were $10,284. This is an increase of 25% compared to the same quarter in 2016. Mainly due to the lower volume of refined tin produced, influenced by the plant maintenance shutdown at Pisco. Overall, we expect our costs for the current year to close within our budgeted and guidance range. Excuse me. Moving on to Taboka, our Pitinga mine delivered 1,767 tons of tin metal contained in concentrates, which is an 18% increase compared to that of the same quarter last year, mainly due to the fact that we operated in the first quarter of this year at full capacity, as opposed to Q1 2016, when we were restricted by hydroelectric plant capacity. During the quarter, our Pirapora smelter produced 1,422 tons of refined tin. That's 59% above our production results of the same quarter last year, mainly due to the higher volume of concentrates processed at Pirapora, the higher treatment of slags, and the higher treatment of reverse materials, resulting in higher recovery levels.